Good Thursday. Today is October the 23rd, and you're listening to My Farm. We're going to start off talking today about health care and health plans as applications are now available for the Ohio Farm Bureau Health Plan. We'll share some details about that. Also, some interesting facts about New World Screwworm. All that and more after this message from our sponsor.
Sponsored by Seed Consultants, simply the best value in the seed industry. Learn more at seedconsultants.com.
Healthcare making agricultural headlines today as applications for the Ohio Farm Bureau's new health plans are available now for individuals and families who need affordable, reliable care without relying on employer-sponsored coverage. Now, members have three ways to apply, and you do have to be a Farm Bureau member to be eligible for this. You can either contact a certified agent. You can call this number, 833-468-4280, or easiest to visit their website. That is Ohio Farm Bureau Health Plans. That's all one word, OhioFarmBureauHealthPlans.org. Now, whether you're self-employed, between jobs, or simply looking for a better option, this plan offers a practical, accessible path to quality health care. That, according to Trevor Kirkpatrick, he's the Director of Health Services for Ohio Farm Bureau. He said it's designed to ease the burden of rising health care costs for individuals and families while providing the protection that you deserve. Ohio Farm Bureau has partnered with Tennessee Farm Bureau's Farm Bureau Health Plans to offer this coverage. Farm Bureau Health Plans already works with several other state farm bureaus offering similar health plans and has provided coverage for Farm Bureau members since 1947. Now, members of Ohio Farm Bureau have advocated for health care policy for several years, culminating in Governor Mike DeWine signing legislation this summer, paving the way for the creation of the Ohio Farm Bureau Health Plans. The plans for individuals and families are designed specifically for self-employed individuals, farm families, and rural Ohioans who need affordable health coverage. To be eligible, those who apply must be an Ohio Farm Bureau member and meet certain medical underwriting requirements, which includes a basic health screening, and to be age 64 and under. Non-members can ask for a quick quote. To get started, again, visit their website, OhioFarmBureauHealthPlans.org. Coverage does begin January 1st of 2026 for those who successfully complete the application and enrollment process. Ohio Farm Bureau Health Plans, which are a new service for Farm Bureau members, will be offered to members in conjunction with the Ohio Farm Bureau Health Benefits Plan, which focuses on helping small businesses provide health care to their employees. You can learn more about the Ohio Farm Bureau Health Plans at a webinar they're going to have. Two different dates there, the first one October 28th or the second one November the 25th. Those will both start at 6 o'clock p.m. And you can visit the website ofbf.org to get registered. Again, those webinars on October the 28th and November the 25th. In other agricultural headlines, New World Screwworm in Mexico is still causing real problems with the Mexican border closure, creating quite a hassle for feed yards in the United States as well as Mexican cattle producers. Now, interestingly, the decrease in cattle coming to the U.S. not only affects feed yards, but many others in the industry. Those who find themselves out of a job would include truckers, employees at the ports of entry, and those who help expedite getting the cattle to the border on the Mexican side, and then feed yards on the United States side. The detection of New World Screwworm back on September 21st in Nuevo León was confirmed by Mexico's National Service of Agroalimentary Public Health, Safety, and Quality to be less than 70 miles from the U.S. border. Now, they say the cattle that move from Mexico to the U.S. are farther north in Mexico and west in other Mexican states. Now, where New World Screwworm has been a problem, they say it's hotter and more tropical. Not all Mexican states can actually send cattle to the U.S., and the areas dealing with New World Screwworm don't move cattle that far north. According to USDA's Ag Marketing Service, Mexican cattle imports in the United States in 2025 have totaled 230,638 head before the border was closed. That compared to year-to-date 998,763 back in 2024. So quite a difference there, and a real strain that that is putting on the industry. That's one of the reasons why we see beef prices so high as we look at that supply and demand, and we have definite supply issues. Stay tuned. We'll be back with more after this message from our sponsor.
Williamson Crop Insurance, home of Decision Max. Decision Max allows you a simple solution to analyze your operation and make informed marketing and crop insurance decisions to mitigate your risks. Manage your whole operation in one place with the ability to blend counties, marketing, and insurance coverage to give a complete overview of your operation. Williamson Crop Insurance. protecting the Eastern Corn Belt since 1980. Learn more at cropcoverage.com.
Thanks, Joe. We're going to change directions now. You know, farmers have known about checkoff programs for years, but now more consumers are realizing how producer-funded commodity checkoff programs will provide them with a myriad of useful items, whether it's products, education, or information. USDA's Rod Bain tells us more.
Consumers, you may not realize the extent of products, of promotions, of farm and forest goods you come across that have a connection with producer-funded commodity checkoff programs. Entities with oversight from the Agriculture Department. There's famous advertising slogans such as
beef, it's what's for dinner.
In stereo, no less. Or products, whether you consume it.
Pork loin roasts and pork tenderloin are both delicious cuts of meat, but they are often confused.
Use it.
Here's soy used in wood veneer. Here's soy used in cleaning fluid.
Or perhaps wear it.
Soy-based shoes.
Among the many commodities covered by an industry-funded research and promotion, aka checkoff program, cotton to highbush blueberries, mushrooms to popcorn, softwood lumber to Christmas trees. Checkoff programs operate on a basic premise. An example is provided by Andy Bishop of the Cattlemen's Beef Board.
$1 from every head marketed in the United States goes into the checkoff. 50 cents stays at the state level. 50 cents goes to the national level to either do research, marketing, and promotion, or education.
Kyle Durham of the United Soybean Board says four decades of checkoff funding in the research realm supports increased value in developed and developing value-added products for his commodity.
Dating all the way back to the first developments of soy ink and biodiesel, into now we see all kinds of industrial uses replacing plastics and forever chemicals.
The promotion aspect of the checkoff program includes product-specific events, such as the American Lamb Boards,
Lamb Jams,
which ABL's Jeff Ebert describes as a tour of cities where local restaurants feature their best bites of lamb, along with games, music, and giveaways to attract audiences and potential new customers of lamb. Educating consumers about various aspects of a commodity, such in the case of foods, things like nutritional value, ways to prepare it, health benefits and such, are a key part of the mission of checkoff organizations. Norma Rich Johnson of the United Sorghum Checkoff mentions a divergence of research and consumer education in the form of data.
Sorghum has been added to the USDA Food Data Central database. That is the database where consumers or the food industry, anyone that's interested, can go and search for certain foods in different forms and find those nutritional profiles.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
Thanks, Rod. That's what's making agricultural news on my farm. For my 102.7 WMYW, I'm Dusty Sonnenberg. You have a great day.